Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We are still proceeding on, and we're still handling the topic of knowledge for daily life. And today we want to add to that which we started off yesterday. This is Pastor Robert Wamala, and I want to bless God for once again this opportunity that God has given me to continue with the subject on the need for the church to rise in knowledge. And the purpose of the church, especially in this end time, why there is a need for the body of Christ to move in knowledge is because, like I said yesterday, that knowledge is a key that will unveil a mystery. A man of knowledge is a man of power. When you pray with knowledge, you have results. When you labor with knowledge, you are effective. When you do anything outside knowledge, you become a burden. So today we are proceeding, and I want to add next to knowledge the virtue of revelation. Hallelujah. Now, if a man is to operate effectively in a knowledge, there needs to be revelation. And we're going to take a few scriptures, and we're going to look at the virtue and purpose of revelation in this next segment. And why you need revelation is what we're talking about today. And God bless you as you're keeping up, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 4 to 5, "And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof." Ladies and gentlemen, as I'm now getting to the next phase, which is revelation. Revelation, ladies and gentlemen, is a cure for any kind of tears in your life. The Bible says that it was until when Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, prevailed to open the book, that this man's tears ended. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn into two. That, ladies and gentlemen, was what provided access for everyone into the things behind the veil. Revelation is what goes behind the veil. Revelation, ladies and gentlemen, is what goes beyond the letter that you read in the Word, or whatever, wherever it is, whatever it is that you want in life. Revelation looks beyond the surface. And if a man is to thrive in life, he needs to work in revelation. Hallelujah. Jesus opens the scriptures to us and releases revelation through that portion of scripture. And you can imagine, when revelation was released, I'll tell you, a provoking turnaround in the events of your life is guaranteed. And by the way, knowledge and revelation move hand in hand. You cannot say you have knowledge and you miss out on revelation. You see, you need revelation in life. revelation to understand who this person is you're dealing with. You need to go beyond the surface. You need not just to see somebody on face value and you say, oh yes, I know this one, yes, I know. You need to get to the place whereby you go beyond. That is what revelation does. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, so we want to speak of the essence of revelation. Why a man should get acquainted and walk in the path of revelation. And let me begin by saying this. There are very many great and precious promises that God has released unto us. God has given unto us. And only and only by revelation can man grasp and understand and walk in these promises. God has a promise, a very powerful promise. Let me tell you, God has given every one of us here a precious promise. The promise to health, the promise to prosperity, the promise to healing, the promise to deliverance. And for a man to have that promise be translated from the word or from the spirit to become alive in his life, man needs revelation. The Bible says that the entrance of a word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. The unfolding of God's word, the revelation that comes with God's word. That is Psalms 119 and verses 130. The unfolding of God's word is what will release the promises in that word. Let me say that again. The unfolding of God's word in your life is what will release the promises hidden in that word. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. Wow. You and I are not just here to exist. You and I have to rule, have to walk in dominion. This divine nature, for a man to partake of it, there needs to be a facet called revelation. Otherwise, outside revelation, a man will just remain existing, and yet we are called to reign. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. When we speak about revelation, the word of the Lord declares in Isaiah chapter number 11 and verses 1 up to number 3, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Interesting. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. See now verse 3. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. When a man operates in revelation, he can never see things plainly the way anyone else would have seen them. The Bible says that, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. When a man walks in revelation, it is not in accordance to what he has heard or physical listening, physical sight. It goes beyond that. When a man is moving in revelation, there is an opening that goes beyond what he sees. There is a hearing that goes beyond what he hears. And ladies and gentlemen, that veil to be broken is only and only by revelation. I pray that God will begin to set you in a place whereby when even the sickness comes before you, by revelation, you will find out what is behind the secrets. When anything arises, you know, we need revelation as the church. When we walk in revelation, we are preserved. By this statement alone, we understand that by revelation, we make good judgment. By revelation, we make good decisions. Hallelujah. We make good decisions. That is what revelation does. Hallelujah. When we move in revelation, we are assured that the life that we lead is not going to be one that is filled with a lot of mistakes. We are sure that good decision is part of our lives. So I'm praying for us as we are preparing to enter the new month. And I pray you that is preparing to enter the new week or whatever part of your life that you're getting into, seek revelation. May the Lord open the eyes that you will see. May the Lord open your spiritual ears that you shall hear and go beyond what the human mind or the human eye or the human ear receives, in Jesus' mighty name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you find out that even because the scripture in Isaiah 11 was mentioning our Lord Jesus Christ, he moved in revelation. He moved not by how the society saw things or how people interpreted things, but by the extra eyesight of the Spirit of God. That is how our Lord Jesus moved. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And yes, as we are still talking about revelation, you see, as men, as flesh and blood, the Bible declares in Romans, let us get to Romans again, and we're going to read, Romans. Hear what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The Bible says in Romans, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Open your Bibles in Romans chapter number 12. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Do you see how powerful revelation is? I'll tell you this. A man that walks in the revelation of God, that moves in the revelation in accordance with the word of God, will have a mind renewal. Your mind does not operate based on how the world operates. Since we are surrounded by a lot of negativity, we need revelation. We need revelation because every day what you see is what you are persuaded to follow. I say that again. What you see is what you are persuaded to believe in. What you see, now when I say seeing, I'm saying seeing from the inner sight, whether seeing physically, you know, Thomas told our Lord Jesus, until when I see the nail print on his hand, the scar on his hand and on his side, I will not believe it. And yet men like Paul never saw our Lord Jesus Christ physically. But by the revelation and the opening of their spiritual eyes, my God, Paul went on to become the most effective apostle. Why? Because revelation goes beyond the eyes of every day. Paul makes a statement and he said, that I may know the Christ. That I may know the Christ and have fellowship with his sufferings. There is something that Paul had desired. He desired to know the Christ. Because when you are in revelation, revelation releases fellowship. Now, we are back in Romans chapter number 12. And the Bible has said, and be not conformed to this world. You see, what they mean to be conformed is to be molded into the behavioral pattern of something, the nature of something. When you are conformed, you are molded to look like, to behave like, you know, to have that nature of that thing that you're molded into. Do you know that if a man does not have revelation, very soon they will behave like the world they're in. They'll begin to act like the world they're in. In this world, ladies and gentlemen, there is no life. There is nothing that shows that there is a future. Because when you're in the life of this world, it is always despair and hopelessness. But when a man will decide to separate, he tells Jeremiah that until when you learn to separate, oh my goodness, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom and shalom. The Bible says in Jeremiah 15 and verses 19, therefore thus says the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. Hear how God emphasized the purpose of revelation in the life of Jeremiah. He said that if you return to the Lord, then he'll bring you again and stand before him. If you return to the Lord, then he will then bring you back to him. But here now, and he continues and say, but if you take forth the precious from the vile, revelation is what picks what is precious from useless. Revelation is what will pick out what is essential. What, you know, all, you don't need everything. You need that one specific thing. I repeated this again. You do not need everything. You need that specific one thing. You don't need to know everything. May God just get you the revelation concerning that one thing. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I don't know who I'm speaking to. But when God will release unto you the revelation concerning that one thing, you just need that one thing. If God can reveal it unto you, ladies and gentlemen, you have begun the journey whereby you will even be a mouthpiece unto God. So, when we're talking about revelation, revelation places you at a place whereby God can trust you. God can trust you with his mysteries. By the time he tells Jeremiah, I am setting you to be my mouthpiece. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. I think it was one man of God who I was listening to, and he said this. He said, you do not need to shine everywhere. Your star is your star. My star is my star. Shine your shine, and I shine my shine. I think it was our father in the Lord, Bishop Paul Chikwem. And he was making a statement. I did not understand what it meant. Until when the Lord revealed unto me the meaning of revelation. By revelation, you shine your shine. By revelation, I will shine my shine. Revelation will pick out your assignment. When you walk in revelation, you not only transformed, that your mind now will settle and you'll begin to pursue the God kind of life. But when you're walking in revelation, God will enable you to shine. God will enable you to begin to see. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So that is the essence of revelation. When a man walks in revelation, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he will begin to be separate, and God will trust him with mysteries. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and verses 1, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. That is the power of revelation. When a man picks something, when something is revealed unto you in the spirit, you will automatically begin to seek. You'll begin to separate yourself. You'll begin to intermeddle with all wisdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now when we are mentioning the essence of revelation, praise the name of the Lord, you've now seen that a man outside revelation is very ordinary. Hallelujah. Now, we were just reading and we said that by revelation, you don't need to know everything. Revelation will accurately pinpoint out what you need to know for you to thrive. See what the Bible says. In Isaiah chapter number 60, it says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He says, arise and shine, for thy light is come. Now, this is the essence of revelation. When revelation is at your fingertips, when a man perceives it, because revelation comes by the Spirit of God, revelation releases light. In whatever area that you are walking in that was darkness, seek revelation. By revelation, men like Daniel ruled the empire that was a pagan empire of Babylon. By revelation, men like Daniel decreed rules, and kings, pagan kings, obeyed and walked in accordance with those rules. But by reason of revelation, men like Daniel, men like Joseph became rulers. I'm telling you, you see, revelation is beyond the books that you read. Revelation is beyond the studies that you offered, the courses you offered in university and in school. Revelation is beyond that. It is the epitome of a man, of a man's life. When you have revelation, there is a light. I remember our mother in the Lord, Prophetess Emmanuel Agnes, God revealed unto her a revelation concerning the covenant of salt. Ladies and gentlemen, we have seen results just in the covenant of salt. Now, in that season, Mom used to teach a lot on the covenant of salt. And this is what was funny. One man of God in this nation was listening to her preaching. And that time she was teaching on the covenant of salt. When he heard the teaching, he talked to one of his colleagues and said, why is this woman of God revealing certain mysteries to people? Like these ones are, he said, these are secrets of the priests. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the scripture has said that arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. One of the things that makes the kingdom of Satan to be called the kingdom of darkness is because their advantage has always been the ignorance of people. When people are ignorant of their rights in Christ, when people are ignorant of what they should do to possess the promises of God, Satan has dwelt mainly on the ignorance of people. That is why the Bible says the God of this age has blinded their minds. Hallelujah. When a man picks revelation, like it or not, it is just a matter of time before he becomes a light of hope. Now, this is what Isaiah saw. And he said, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." You know, men of revelation, men like Abraham, you can imagine he was one man in a time where men did not know God. But because he was a man of revelation, he knew that there needed to be an altar that was raised unto God. Ladies and gentlemen, Abraham ruled in his time. One man, because he knew and understood the principles of the revelation of the righteousness of God, the revelation of the things concerning the purposes and righteousness of God. You know, he understood the revelation of faith. Abraham was a ruler in his time. Your light is going to shine the day you begin to interface with the virtue of revelation. Hallelujah. The Bible said that darkness shall cover the earth. Let me tell you, there is darkness. We've just come from the lockdowns of COVID. There is a lot of darkness that will be going on. But when a man of revelation shall come to the scene, ladies and gentlemen, this man will be a man of solution. So the glory of the Lord is seeking out men of revelation. And here the Bible says in verse 3, and the Gentiles, when they mean Gentiles, it means men who are alien, men who are non, and who are outside, you know. Let me use that word. Men who don't belong, men who are outside. The Bible says, Gentiles shall come to thy light. When you pick the revelation, you are going to attract. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are seeking customers, you are seeking, you know, whatever it is that you seek in life, seek revelation. Because in revelation, you are going to attract. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're still in Isaiah chapter number 60. See the rewards of revelation. When you begin to walk in revelation, Gentiles shall come. Because revelation gives results. Men of revelation are men that will churn out results continuously. And we all know that the world is not seeking for people that pray in tongues, is not seeking for people that stand on streets and preach the message of repentance. It is true. We need that. And I'm not saying that I'm despising any ministry. I respect and honor the evangelists. I respect and honor the intercessors. But I'll tell you this. The world is not seeking that. The world is seeking men of result. That is why if a sorcerer can produce results, they will go there. If it is a false prophet that is producing results, they will go there. Hallelujah. And Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. When a man has revelation, he rises in life. When you have revelation, it is inevitable you will rise in life. Kings come to men that have risen in life. You see, before in this journey, that's why I've said, show me a man of revelation and give him time. Because soon he's going to rise. And when he rises, it is not just going to be the level of Gentiles coming to you. But kings will begin to rise and come to your light. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Verses 4, lift up thy eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Now when they say sons, they may not necessarily mean the ones you've given birth to. Sons mean disciples. Sons and daughters means men that will come and sit under your teachings. Oh, hallelujah, somebody, hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but this is the power of revelation. This is the power of revelation. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? From the farthest ends of the earth, when your light shines out, men and women shall start to flow towards that light. I'm praying for you as in this season. I'm praying for you, minister. I'm praying for you, pastor. Wherever you are, in whatever area you are in your life, may God grant you the spirit of revelation. May you pick revelation in life. Amen. By revelation, the Bible has said that your sons and daughters shall come from afar. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you, these things, it is not by chance that a man rises in life. It has never been chance. It is always an opportunity unveiled by revelation. Hallelujah. Shalom and shalom. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So, of course, when you read throughout verse 5, it says, thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted into thee, unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee, and the multitudes of camels shall cover thee, and the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba, shall come. They shall bring gold, incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. I'll tell you this, sir, I'll tell you, madam. Revelation is what you should seek out. Revelation pulls the wealth of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Revelation releases unto you the wealth of the Gentiles. These things, it is not prayer that pulls them. You will pray. Prayer just unlocks them. Prayer is what will form them. Prayer is the requisition list. Prayer is a requisition to heaven. So by the time you make a requisition, of course, it will be pending approval. Now, for you to guarantee the release of what you have put as a requisition, revelation is a must. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can read the whole Isaiah chapter number 60. These are the rewards of revelation. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. See what the Bible says. I mean, verses number 7. The flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, and the rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. You shall have ministers. You will not lack in ministration. You shall have men and women that will always minister unto thee. Hallelujah. It says, they shall come up with acceptance to my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. I says, who are these that fly as a cloud, and the doves at their windows? Surely the isles wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish fast, to bring thy sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say this, revelation is not about you building your legacy. When God gives you revelation, it is about his purpose. It is about his kingdom. It is about his will. So by reason of revelation, amen, it is about his purpose. You know, when you're a man of revelation, you will even be a man of humility. You'll know that you'll be a good steward. You will walk in stewardship. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, the Bible says, it says, verses 10, and the sons of strangers shall build thy walls, and their king shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have mercy on thee. So you can see how powerful the purpose of revelation is. Revelation will cause you to walk in the ways of God. You'll walk in the fear of God. You will do all these things, ladies and gentlemen, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for the time he's given me. And I believe that with those words, you are going to embark on the journey of revelation. And God will bless you. And God will preserve you. Well, I want to say God bless you and keep you. And may his light shine upon you as we are walking in this year of 2020. You will not be the tail, you shall be the head. By revelation, you will understand the ways that please God. You shall understand, you shall not judge based on what you see, but your judgment shall be based on what the Spirit of the Lord says and what he has opened unto your eyes to see. Well, this is Pastor Robert, and I want to say God bless you. And from my mother, Prophetess Emmanuel Agnes, and the entire leadership of our ministries and the ministry, we want to say shalom and a blessed afternoon in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.